Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. A court in the United States has sentenced a white teenager to life in prison without parole for killing 10 black people at a supermarket in New York State last year. Peyton Gendron was 18 at the time of the attack. He had driven more than 300 kilometres to a predominantly black area and had posted a racist manifesto online. His lawyer, Brian Parker, spoke at a news conference after the sentencing.
What we heard in court today from the survivors and their families was heart-wrenching. Their loss is unimaginable. Our client committed these terrible crimes. He has been held accountable and will suffer the consequences for what he did. The case highlights a much deeper problem. This young man's violent, hate-fueled assault was in part the product of centuries of pervasive racism and discrimination in this country.
The former US ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has outlined the main themes of her bid to win the Republican nomination for the presidency at her first campaign event. She told cheering crowds in South Carolina that the economy, education, immigration and tackling crime were among her priorities.
We have too many families paying too much for groceries. Too many mothers searching frantically for baby formula, and too many children who are so far behind in the classroom, they may never get ahead. We have too much crime on our streets and too few police and border patrol.
A US federal agency has warned that the USA is on track to significantly increase its national debt over the next 10 years. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that rising costs for interest payments, retirement benefits and the military will create $19 trillion worth of debt, $3 trillion more than previously forecast. The former security chief to Uruguay's president has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for his participation in a scheme which issued fake Uruguayan passports to Russians. Jessica McCallan has the details.
Alejandro Astesiano maintained his innocence and called the trial the worst political conspiracy in years. As well as the fake passport scheme, he was found guilty of influence peddling, criminal association and revealing state secrets. Prosecutors had also investigated him for allegedly spying on opposition politicians. Uruguay's president, Lacalle Pou, denied any knowledge of the crimes and said Mr. Astesiano had betrayed him. His popularity has plummeted in recent weeks in the wake of the scandal. Since the Russian invasion of Ukraine a year ago, tens of thousands of Russians have left their country, many since September when President Putin announced a partial military call-up.
World News from the BBC. The US Justice Department has decided not to bring charges against the Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz following a lengthy sex trafficking investigation. The inquiry focused on relationships he'd had with women who'd been recruited online for sex and whether he'd had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl. Mr. Gaetz denied any wrongdoing. The president of the World Bank says he'll step down from his post in June, almost a year before his term was due to end. David Malpass did not say why he was leaving early. During his tenure, he was rebuked by the Biden administration after he said he did not know if fossil fuels were driving climate change. He later apologised for his remarks. A World Health Organization report has concluded that a third of prisoners in Europe suffer from mental health problems. The findings are based on a survey across 36 European countries. Alison Roberts has the details.
Mental health disorders were the most prevalent condition among the 600,000 or so people incarcerated in Europe in 2020, at 33% of inmates, the study found. Suicide was the most common cause of death. Against that backdrop, the WHO's regional director called for greater investment in continuity of care, since only half of countries ensure access to community health services for prisoners on their release. There are also concerns about overcrowding in prisons, a problem in 1 in 5 countries.
The Hollywood star Raquel Welch has died at the age of 82. The actress rose to fame in the 1966 films Fantastic Voyage and 1 Million Years B.C., Her appearance in that film as a cavewoman in a skimpy deerskin bikini made her an international sex symbol. Raquel Welch's career spanned 5 decades, and the star is often credited with breaking the mould for modern action heroines in Hollywood films. BBC News.